Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again this morning, second or third time, Julie, I've lost track.
Third time,
that's what I thought. Julie Rachels, founder, CEO, and executive director of Hartisans Marketplace, a very, very busy nonprofit in Longview, and lots of things to get caught up on today. Good morning, Julie. As always, great to have you with us.
Good morning, John, and thank you so much for having me back.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Julie, a lot has been happening since 2014 when you opened up, and a lot has happened since our first visit, which was probably maybe a year or two after that. So we'll do what we typically do. We'll go over the basics, and then we'll talk about some of the wonderful things that have happened since the last time we visited, which I think was a little over a year ago. Basics, first of all, Hartisans Marketplace. Who are you? What do you do?
Oh, Hartisans Marketplace is a job readiness program in Longview. We're located downtown and in Longview, and women are referred to us from all over the community, from other nonprofits and churches and probation officers and the community at large. And we're able to, with an agreement with LEDCO, Longview Economic Development Corporation, as the ACT Career Ready 101 site, we are able to career match women to a career that naturally fits them, and then assess their skills through the work keys, the ACT work keys, which is a work readiness certificate that is national. That is so vital in our area because so many companies in our area require those tests on your resume to apply for a job with them. And that opens the door to them to apply for the better jobs in our community where they can actually make a living wage and support themselves and their families. So as the women are entered into our program, we look at them legally, medically, just physically, spiritually, every which way. We're a holistic nonprofit. We want to make sure that when they leave our site and they go to work in our community, that they are work ready. So we do that through the ACT work keys and the preparation for the testing. And then we are the other test site besides Kilgore College in our area. So once they test, then they also complete 10 soft skills, which make them a better employee no matter where they're going to go to work. And also, about 85% of our women not only go to work in our community in their career field, but they also go to Kilgore College and get more education, certification, two-year degrees, just to help them continue to move up in their career field.
The main thing that you do, as far as the public is concerned, is produce, at least up to a point, produce, buy, and basically you sell products, many of which are made in-house, others of which are source products that you pick up at the Dallas market. And under that, those auspices, the key thing, I guess, that you do is use a manufacturing business model in which handcrafted consumer products are produced in-house by skilled volunteers and program participants. How does that aspect of it, which is really probably the meat of what you do, how does that fit into the whole model?
Well, it's so vital because two-thirds of our funding comes from our retail store. And we are located, like I said, downtown Longview in a home that is a large home. And the whole upstairs is our job training and readiness program. The downstairs is a retail shop and six manufacturing studios. We are 100% volunteer throughout Hartisans in the operations side of the funding side. Through our manufacturing studios and volunteers. We do to our volunteers what we do to the women career-wise to put them in work in our community. We look at our volunteers with their gifts and talents, and then we place them within Hartisans in through our six manufacturing studios and throughout our job training as mentors and tutors. But our manufacturing, those are sewing studio, quilting, monogram embroidery, letterpress printing, vinyl, journals, book journals. We do have a manufacturing kitchen where everything with a recipe or formula is made. And then we have the retail store. We have handwork, knitting and crocheting. So as volunteers come to us, we place them all throughout there with their skill sets. And so our products stay really top notch. And then what we don't make, like you said, John, we go to the Dallas market two or three times a year, and we source products from other companies because we want to be a really good gift shop. It's a win-win when you shop with Hartisans because you're going to get great handmade products or sourced products for your gifts or for yourself. And you're also funding a woman in our community coming through our program and becoming self-sufficient and independent and being a part of our community.
Visiting with Julie Rachels this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Julie is the founder, CEO, and executive director of Hartisans Marketplace in Longview. And these women who come into your program, the participants we're talking about now, you certainly want to talk a lot about the volunteers and actually about a couple of paid positions that you've added within the last year and a half. But what are some of the reasons that these women need this program, and how are they referred to you?
Women are referred to us from other nonprofits in the community, several that people will be familiar with, from Highway 80 Women and Family, from House of Hope, the Women's Shelter, Buckner, Partners in Prevention, the Probation Department, churches, just parents sometimes when their daughter may have had to move back home because of a divorce or just a situation in her life, and she may have children, but she just doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know what her next steps are. They can refer her into our program. We also partner with a couple of nonprofits that are one-year live-in programs, and we really enjoy the partnerships that we have throughout all the nonprofits. But we work with Graciously Broken, which is in North Longview. And it is a one-year program for women coming off of addiction, just all kinds of situations in their life. And we receive them into our program after 9 months. We get them the last quarter when they're ready for job training and going into the community. We also work and partner with Sunshine Lighthouse, who's in Overton, and it is a one-year program as well. And we have women referred to us from that program when they've completed 9 months at Sunshine Lighthouse, just like Graciously Broken. So they've already worked with a woman in a lot of different areas, that situations that have gone on in her life, and then they have her to the point where she's ready for job training, and then they refer her into our program.
Okay, so from what it sounds like, and the word holistic, which I think you've mentioned a couple of times already during the show, really seems to come into play here. You have a comprehensive, from what I'm hearing, a comprehensive job skills, job training program, and it's interesting to me. Obviously, you have the ACT Career Ready Job Skills piece that you talked about before, but it sounds to me like what really makes your agency stand out is the ability to learn how to manufacture and sew and quilt and just make these different kinds of products. It's almost as if women are going to go through your program and have the soft and the, if you will, hard skills that they need to be successful in the workplace and in their personal lives, but they're also going to know a little bit more about sewing, quilting, embroidery, vinyl personalization. I want to call that kind of the icing on the cake, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's just so much a key part of what you do that we shouldn't use that term.
Well, the studios, the manufacturing studios, they serve so many purposes. It gives us a place as a community to serve with our gifts and talents and to produce, so that we have a part in raising funds in a way that we can, so that we can provide for that woman as she comes through the program. But it also gives a place for the women to rotate through, and it gives them hands-on work skills. It reinforces what they're learning on the computer, and some of the things that they do. It's workplace documents and applied math and different things they're doing on the computer. Well, when they come down into the studios, those things are being reinforced with our manufacturing room, where we're making all of our, we make our own natural health and beauty product line. We make cookie mixes and soup mixes and dip mixes, and we pour candles. We do so many things, but everything has a recipe or formula. And So it reinforces to her those math skills. We measure every ingredient. It's the reading skills that she's doing on the computer, how her workplace documents. Because we follow recipes and formulas. It's the one of the soft skills of teamwork. She's working with another volunteer who is helping her. It's communications. How do you learn? How can we help you? We want to prepare her. But we also get to see how she works and if she can follow instructions with everything that she's done and she's learning. One of the other key components is as she works with the volunteers, it is a network of strong women throughout our community that just like you or I, if there's something that we needed or a situation we were in our life or something that we didn't have the answer to, we would be calling our friends who did know maybe, or they might know somebody that might know. So through her relationship building, through these studios and the volunteers working with the women, one-on-one and in group settings, we get to know each other. It's relationship building, and we know what her needs are. And so we start looking to our community as to who do we know? Who can we call on her behalf? What companies is she going to be a fit for with her career match? And reaching out to HR managers and reaching out to people we know, and how do we get her into that field? What do we need to be doing to help her while she's with us to make her a better applicant for those companies that she's a fit for? So those studios just, they reinforce everything that she's doing, and it also lets us be a work reference for her if she hasn't worked in a while because she's working with us, and so we can be a work reference. And when we address her legal issues, sometimes they have to do community service, and we can address all of that. She can complete all those community service hours that she needs to complete while she's in our job training and while she's in our studios, so that she doesn't have to try to take off work when she goes to work and she's still having to do community service. And we want her to be work ready and ready to go when she leaves us.
And they are.
And they are.
They are. That is why you've been so successful. We're going to get to that in a minute. Your program has grown, and it's not quite the same program it was a year or 15 months ago the last time we talked. Before I go any further, let's just remind everybody, this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. Our guest today is Julie Rachels, the founder, CEO, and executive director of Hartisan's Marketplace in Longview. Where is it? Well, it's at 112 West Methven Street, Suite C, Longview, and that's in downtown Longview. You have your phone number is 903-431-1188, and the website has so much information on it that is going to be valuable to anybody who wants to do further research once they've listened to our show this morning, and that is HartisansMarketplace.com. Again, HartisansMarketplace.com. You can also email info@HartisansMarketplace.com if you want to make contact. Retail store hours, by the way, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay, we've basically gone over who you are and what you do. Let's talk a little bit now. We can come back to some of this later if it's appropriate, but there, as we have mentioned earlier, your program has grown so much. Just the program expansion during the 2018 calendar year. Let's go ahead and talk about that. And I guess we can start with the fact that you, last time we talked, you had just recently hired a program director. She is now one of two paid employees. She's a full-time paid employee, and then you have a part-time volunteer coordinator who are both paid employees. Everybody else, including you, is a volunteer?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what about this program director? What are her responsibilities, and what has she done to help grow and expand the program just maybe in the last 18 months or so?
We have grown exponentially this last summer. We were able to take over the upstairs of our building and expand our job training. Before, we only had six computer stations, and since our program is self-paced, it normally averaged about 4 months for all six women to complete the program. So that really limited us as to how many women that we could come through the program on a yearly basis. We wanted to be able to accommodate more women. And so this last summer, we were able to grow upstairs, and through funding from the Greater East Texas Zona Group and some funds from Moberly Baptist, we were able to do that. And We expanded from 6 computer stations to 14. So that still allows us to start in small groups, but we can start small groups all throughout the year, not every 4 to 5 months. We can start new groups every couple of months and add women in. So it lets us really almost double the amount of women that we'll be able to help this year. And that's just huge for us. Our program director, Amy Hollins, is our full-time employee. And under her leadership, we've been able to see this expansion just solidify. And that's what we were really interested in, is being able to be long-term in the community to where it was sustainable. What we were doing was sustainable. And we needed to be able to have that employee to be able to grow and continue to grow.
She is a busy person from what you have been telling us and what we discussed as we chatted a little bit before we went to air. The program director oversees job readiness programs, just basically handles that whole job training piece from start to finish, does really a significant amount of the heavy lifting in your operation, doesn't she?
She does. She handles all the way from the contacts with all of our community partners that refer to us, refer women into our program, from the application process, all the way through working with all the volunteers that that volunteer up in the job training area, from our mentors and our tutors. We start our day every morning at 8 a.m. with breakfast and devotional. The women are with us from Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's a full day of school and work to them. It's very structured, and Amy oversees that and all the scheduling of the volunteers that work one-on-one or in a group setting with our women. And she also does all of our ACT testing, because we are the other test site besides Kilgore College.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have a woman ready to test in the ACT work keys, we open that up to the community as well. But she is the one in charge of that and handles that all the way, working with the HR managers at companies, working with the women, getting them signed up for college, making sure that everything is done and that they have a schedule and when they go to work, and even manages our aftercare, where we follow up with the women as they go into work and school. And today she's got a work day going for all the girls that are in college coming in and filling out their FAFSA paperwork. She was having a party today with snacks and everything with the girls coming in, filling out their school paperwork for this next semester. So that is one busy position, and we're very fortunate to have Amy Hollins in that position.
Okay, this being Sunday, we're going to say that's just on a typical day, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a typical day.
Okay, good day. Well, Sunday is the one day you get to take a little
that's
time.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Okay, you have 6 computer stations. You had 6 computer stations. You now have 14. Are you still working with 6 women at a time?
We do. We will have up to 14 in there, but we have them in smaller groups because we do go so deep.
Okay, I got it. And you can basically get them through the program within a 2-month time frame and then bring another group in and maybe eventually expand. And would you get to a point where you can handle 14 women at a time for that 2-month training period?
We will, because normally we have 6 that start together, and then a couple of months later we'll have maybe another 6 that start. But they're all at different phases of the process, and so you don't have 14 all at the same process, starting school or all going to work or all in a certain process, in the process. So it lets us stagger start, and that makes it a little bit easier that you don't have everybody in the same phase of the program.
Okay. So basically you're growing, you're serving more women than you were able to serve a year and a half ago, and you're working towards being able to serve even more. And you're looking for folks who are interested in being participants in your program. Women are referred into the job training program from other community nonprofits, churches, social groups, community at large, according to your website. But if a woman on her own says, hey, maybe I can use some help from this agency, she's certainly more than welcome and encouraged to get in touch with you one-on-one, I would imagine.
Yes. On our website at hartisansmarketplace.com, there is an application, and she can print that off or fill it out, bring it into us, mail it into us. But we have a wonderful program, and we want to offer it to more and more women in our community.
Okay. Part-time volunteer coordinator. You have the program director who's paid staff, and then the part-time volunteer coordinator, has been on the job for just
about
a few,
3 months.
About 3 months now, and I know you are telling me that's really made a big difference.
It has made a huge difference. With our retail store, the fourth quarter, anybody in retail realizes that the fourth quarter is so important, and that's when the majority of our funding comes in during the year through our store. And managing all our volunteers, since we are all volunteer-based from the community, we average over 1,200 volunteer hours per month, around 100 volunteers on the list. Most are very regular every week. And so scheduling them throughout Hartisans, from the retail store to all of the manufacturing studios to through the program, is a huge job in making sure that everything is manned, that orders can be filled, and women are where they need to be. But also just ministering to our volunteers, just like we do to the women in our program. They have lives as well, and we want to minister to them through celebrations and tragedies going on in their own lives. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to minister to them as well. And so by having a volunteer coordinator and adding that person in, Julie Lynn Ashley was who we hired, and she is just a wonderful asset to us. She came to us from hospice, and so she has a ministry background, and so can just really minister to our volunteers, but also has great organizational skills, and that's what we were looking for. And
okay.
So that's helped a lot.
Julie, Rachel's visiting with us this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and Julie is the founder, CEO, and executive director of Hartisans Marketplace in Longview. You need volunteers all the time, and they can get in touch with you at that phone number, 903-431-1188, or some of the other contact information we gave out, which is also on the website at hartisansmarketplace.com. Financial donations certainly always welcome and encouraged, and go to the website to find out how to do that. Moving on quickly through the show here, Julie, we want to give you a chance to talk about something that's really important, and you have stories of several graduates and volunteer leads. These are your success stories, the things that put it into focus, that let people see how successful you've really been and continue to be with what you're doing.
We have so many stories, and we have started adding those onto our website, so you can read a lot of stories on our website. Just a couple from this year. Well, even one that was one of our first graduates. She came with me the last time I was here on this program, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is still working for the city and just is such a success story, and drives a recycle truck for the city and is now training on the big trucks, and rents her own home, and her daughters are living with her again, and they're AP students at the Pine Tree High School. And, you know, just such a success story. We get to see so many lives change. One of the ones from this year, Heather, she is completing, she just needed a little bit of college left, and she has gone back to school and is finishing up this next May in college, but she went to work for U.S. Title, one of our big supporters in Longview, and she is just excelling in her job there, and we're just so excited for her. She is now moving into a place of her own with her two daughters, and so just to see her thrive has been just so wonderful. So many. We've got so many women working throughout our community and going to college, several starting for the first time in this month, several returning through living in Buckner Pathways and just excelling. We have three in the business school at Core College, one that has now moved into one of our little homes that a couple in our community, Jay and Ellen Gordon, they're renting us a little house at just such low amount, but it helped us help one of our women be able to move into that home with her little two-year-old. She is working at a machine shop, and she is going to Core College in the air conditioning program, mm-hmm. and will be graduating next September. But it gives them a place to live when they can only work part-time while they're going to college until they can get out of school. So there's just so many of these stories, just one after the other, in career fields that I would never think of entering, but that's what is so fun, is that each woman is just so different, and we find where she fits, mm-hmm. and what she would love to do in her life. And because of that, she just is so much more successful. One of our women that graduated from Kilgore College with a two-year degree in communications, now works with KSA Engineering. And she, while she was in school, they worked with us with her, letting her work up to 30 hours a week. Just digitizing their files. They helped her that way because her schedule changed every semester, and it was hard to hold a regular job. And so they let her come and work just digitizing files. When she graduated, they hired her as an assistant, administrative assistant. And so just story after story of women that their lives are completely different. And it's through just a lot of hard work, a lot of prayer, a lot of just open doors and people in our community that have helped in so many different ways.
Those partnerships, that networking around the community, just vital to what
vital.
You do.
I can it is
tell
so
just
vital.
From listening to you. Let's a little bit of a shout out, if you will, to your volunteer leads. These are the volunteers who oversee the other volunteers.
Yes.
And I think you told me earlier they need a little bit of recognition, too.
They do. We had our meeting this week to kick off our year and the products that were going to be coming out of the studios this quarter. And when I looked around the room, I looked at women that have been so faithful. They have been so committed to what we're doing and just have been tremendous leaders throughout Hardisons. And our sewing studio, I would love to give them a shout out. Our sewing studio lead, Denise Morgan, our quilting, Cindy Andrews. Our monogram embroidery is Donna Crouch and Brenda Thornhill. Vinyl, Jeannie Irwin. Our handwork is Vicki Green. Our book journals is Marsha Barrett. Our retail store is Marsha Whitfield. And Marsha Whitfield and Deb Ziegler, they do some phenomenal displays. We have the best displayed store, I think, in Longview because they are so talented. And then Denise Morris heads up our manufacturing kitchen, and that is one busy place where we produce so much product out of. And Denise is one of those ones that through the last couple of months of the year, she's there every day. We produce so many products that come out of there that we're filling company orders from our community and just so much. But these women and all the volunteers that work and just come faithfully every week, every shift to produce our products, I'm amazed by them. I'm amazed at their faithfulness.
I'm pretty amazed myself just listening to you talk about it. Hardisons Marketplace, located on West Methven Street in Longview, 112 West Methven, 903-431-1188. Website is hardisonsmarketplace.com. You can go there for a wealth of information about all the things we've talked about this morning and then some. And we talked about recruiting participants. You can always use more participants, more volunteers, more financial donations. And let's remind everybody to drop by the store. Monday through Thursday, you're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Those are the retail store hours. And if you give the Hardisons Marketplace just a little bit of business, drop in and buy something, either made in-house or picked up at the market in Dallas. You'll be helping the cause that we've spent about the last 27 minutes and 58 seconds talking about. So just kind of to emphasize that there's so much that you do. You have job training, soft skills training, testing, the retail store, and all these networks that you've built around the community. For a place that operates one little building on Methven Street in Longview, Texas, it sounds like you just have a huge operation when you look at the big picture. And I know you're going to be getting bigger. If you were to come back, say, a year from now, what do you think we'd be talking about? What are you trying to accomplish maybe in the next 12 or 18 months?
Well, looking to the future, I'm hoping we've been working with a couple of different organizations in other communities. One of the things that I'd love to see is duplication of what we're doing in other communities. And we want to be able to help other organizations. The Christian Women's Job Corps in Lindale has been coming and visiting us for the last couple of years. The Henderson Christian Women's Job Corps. So there's several different groups that I know are wanting to get started. I think the one in Lindale, they came in during the holidays, and they're already trying to – they're making products. They're looking for a location.
And that is great to know.
In Lindale.
And I know there are probably more that will jump on board or maybe already have that maybe we won't have time to get to this morning because, gosh darn it, we're out of time. But I want to thank you again for coming in and just getting us up to date on what's going on at Hartisans Marketplace in Longview. Julie Rachels, thank you so much for visiting with us this morning. We've been talking to Julie with Hartisans Marketplace. I'm John Sims. And again, just a little bit of contact information, 112 West Methven Street in Longview, 903-431-1188. Thanks again, Julie, for dropping by.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.
You bet. Julie Rachels, Hartisans Marketplace, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.